It's Tuesday, January 7th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. More persecution is expected among Chinese Christian churches in 2020. China's state-run media, Xinhua, announced that the 42 articles of the administrative measures for religious groups have been approved, reports International Christian Concern. Article 17 states that, quote, religious organizations must spread the principles and policies of the Chinese Communist Party, educating religious personnel and religious citizens to support the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party, supporting the socialist system, adhering to and following the path of socialism with Chinese characteristics, end quote. In the providence of God, this has been Australia's hottest and driest year on record. Additionally, Australia is also facing the worst fire season in recent history, with an estimated 16 million acres burned, 2,500 buildings destroyed, and 24 fatalities. Plus, 500 million animals have been lost in the blazes, while 136 wildfires are currently raging around the nation. Particularly affected is the state of New South Wales, with almost 9 million acres burned thus far. Many have asked what has led to these wildfires. Perhaps you will recall that New South Wales was in the news only 4 months ago for having approved the killing of babies by law by an upper house vote of 26 to 14. Also, Australia was in the news exactly 1 year ago when the country incorporated homosexual marriage on January 9th. Over the weekend, the wildfires added even more devastation to the three-month burn. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13 says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." President Donald Trump addressed 5,000 Christians gathered at the largely Hispanic-populated El Rey Jesus Church in Miami, Florida over the weekend. As well as promising to work toward returning prayer to public schools, the president affirmed his pro-life commitments.
"We have issued a final rule to prohibit Title X taxpayer funding from subsidizing the abortion industry. We stopped the federal funding of fetal tissue research, which everybody felt so important, which was a big question mark for years. We're standing up to the pro-abortion lobby. Like never before, we will never shy away from the battle to protect innocent life."
President Trump told the audience that, quote, "Evangelicals and Christians of every denomination and believers of every faith have never had a greater champion in the White House than you have right now," end quote. He also warned of what he called the Democrats', quote, "anti-religious agenda," end quote, intended for the country. A medical study published by the Journal of the American Medical Association Network looked at 1 million urine samples and found that methamphetamine usage increased by 500% in 6 years. Overall, hard drugs have increased by 150% in America since 2013. Hurricane Dorian was the strongest hurricane to strike Grand Bahama since 1851, and the churches on the island are still feeling the effects of it. Many are still living in their front yards, others are fighting mold, and still more are unable to obtain fresh water. The Worldview spoke to Pastor Kenneth Lane of Lucaya Presbyterian Church from the Grand Bahama, the hardest-hit island during the hurricane. He shared the biggest dilemmas Bahamian people are still facing.
"First of all, we're still waiting to get fresh water. We don't have fresh water. Everybody who uses fresh water has to bring it in bottles or somewhere. We do have several RO units, which are the units that make fresh water from seawater, but it doesn't come through the pipes. You still have to go get it with bottles, jugs and buckets and all kinds of stuff like that. So that's what most people are doing. That affects a lot of other things too, because the water is tainted that comes through the pipes. That means appliances are getting messed up. People, if they have older houses that don't have PVC pipe, the piping is going to be in bad shape."
Recent efforts to cut Planned Parenthood government funding seem to have failed thus far. More of Planned Parenthood's budget is covered by government revenues than the previous year, according to the latest annual report. 37% of the organization's annual revenues came from government subsidies, up from 34% recorded in the previous year's annual report. The 2018-2019 report indicates that 345,672 babies were killed, up 4% from the previous year. Psalm 94, verse 20 reminds us of God's justice when human justice fails. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. But the Lord has brought on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, January 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2020, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.